session. This is a continuation of the October 5th, 2017 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please read the next item.
Item 1104, proclaim September 15 to October 15, 2017 to be Hispanic Heritage Month.
Colleagues, I'm going to read the English version of the Hispanic Heritage Month proclamation, and then Victor Salinas is going to help me out by reading the Spanish version, which hopefully I have right here. Excellent, I do.
Let me just give a hand off here if I could. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Colleagues, whereas Hispanic heritage of the United States extends historically over five centuries and has been a consistent and vital influence in our country's growth and prosperity, and whereas Hispanic or Latino culture is tied to Iberian ancestry, the rich tapestry of our culture recognizes that Hispanics or Latinos are multiracial and multicultural and also trace their historical roots to indigenous and African ancestry. Hispanics represent people with origins from 24 different countries, including the United States, Mexico, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Guatemala, Belize, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brazil, Venezuela, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, and Spain. They reflect an array of distinct and vibrant cultures that have enriched our community in valuable ways. And whereas Oregon's Latino population is growing at a rate faster than the national rate, 12% of the state's population is now Latino, representing 72% growth since the year 2000. In Portland, there are over 60,974 people of Hispanic descent, making up 10% of our city's population. While Portland's overall population for 2013 grew by 1.2%, the rate of growth for the city's Hispanic population in 2013 was 6.9%. And whereas the number of U.S.-born Latino Oregonians has increased 21% compared to 1% growth in the number of foreign-born Latino Oregonians, the median age for Latinos is 24 years. And whereas Hispanics have supported Portland's economy with myriad of contributions in the fields of commerce, science, technology, public service, health, and more, today their purchasing power in Portland is nearly $4 billion. Whereas Portland recognizes the many organizations, institutions, and people helping Hispanics overcome disparities such as poor health outcomes and low educational attainment, working tirelessly to ensure they remain a flourishing community. And whereas continued access to jobs and livable wages for Oregon Latinos is essential for our state to thrive, Hispanics currently make up 5.91% of the city of Portland's workforce. To help connect more Hispanics to city jobs and to support them throughout their careers with the city, the Unidos Latinos Americanos, ULA, City Employee Affinity Group was reestablished in 2014. ULA has reached over 60 members and continues to grow. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the week of September 15th to October 15th, 2017, to be Hispanic Heritage Month in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this week.
For the record, my name is Victor Salinas, reading the Spanish version of the Hispanic The proclamation for the Hispanic Heritage Month for the City of Portland.
Excuse me, back off the microphone a little bit, like about 6 inches. Yeah, that's good.
Perfect.
Yeah, they're touchy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vic.
Por cuanto la herencia hispana en los Estados Unidos se extiende históricamente más de 5 siglos y ha sido una influencia constante y vital en el crecimiento y prosperidad de nuestro país, y por cuanto la cultura hispana o latina está ligada a raíces ibéricas a las que se suman la gran riqueza y diversidad multicultural y multirracial de nuestras culturas indígenas y africanas, los hispanos representan más de 24 diferentes países de origen, incluyendo Estados Unidos, México, Puerto Rico, República Dominicana, Cuba, Guatemala, Belice, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panamá, Colombia, Perú, Ecuador, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brasil, Venezuela, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile y España. Reflejan una variedad de culturas distintas y valiosas que han enriquecido nuestra comunidad en forma notable. Y por cuanto la población latina de Oregon está creciendo a una tasa más rápido que la tasa nacional, los latinos representan el 12% de la población estatal, con una tasa de crecimiento de 72% desde el 2000. En Portland hay más de 60.974 personas de origen hispano que representan el 10% de la población, mientras que la población general de Portland creció en un 1.2% en el 2013, la tasa de crecimiento de la población hispana de la ciudad fue del 6.9% en el mismo año. Y por cuanto la tasa de latinos nacidos en los Estados Unidos viviendo en Oregon ha crecido en un 21% comparado al 1% de latinos nacidos en el extranjero que viven en este estado, la edad media de los latinos en Oregon es de 24 años de edad. Y por cuanto la población hispana ha contribuido a la economía de Portland con un sinnúmero de aportaciones en las áreas de comercio, ciencia, tecnología, servicio público, salud y salud, entre otras, actualmente su poder de adquisición en Portland es de casi 4,000 millones. Y por cuanto la ciudad de Portland reconoce la multitud de organizaciones, instituciones y gente ayudando a la población hispana a superar disparidades tales como los indicadores rasgados de la salud y nivel de logro académico, trabajando incansablemente para asegurar que sigan siendo una comunidad próspera. Y por cuanto el acceso a puestos de trabajo y sueldos dignos para los latinos en Oregon es fundamental para la prosperidad de nuestro estado, la población hispana forma el 5.91% de la fuerza laboral del ayuntamiento de la ciudad de Portland. La Asociación de Empleados Unidos Latinoamericanos, ULA por sus siglas, fue restablecida en el 2014 con el propósito de reconectar a hispanos con puestos de trabajo en el ayuntamiento de la ciudad de Portland y apoyarlos a lo largo de sus carreras. Actualmente, ULA cuenta con más de 60 miembros y sigue creciendo. Y, por lo tanto, yo, Ted Wheeler, alcalde de la ciudad de Portland, Oregon, proclamo que el 15 de septiembre al 15 de octubre del 2007 se ha reconocido como el mes de la herencia hispana en Portland e invito a todos a los habitantes a celebrar este mes.
Thank you, Victor. We appreciate that. And I'm not sure the exact run of show here. It shows that Romeo Sosa would like to make some remarks.
Mayor Wheeler, ¿sí empezamos con Romeo?
Con usted primero.
Okay, we were going to start with some remarks.
Perfect. This is your show, so however you'd like.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Buenas tardes, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioner Udaly, Commissioner Fritz. Thank you for having me here this afternoon. Again, my name for the record is Victor Salinas, and I am the Executive Director of the East Portland Neighborhood Office, one of seven District Coalition offices serving the East Portland area, which houses 25% of the city's richly diverse population. ULA members are proud to represent our city's different bureaus and are committed to recruiting more talented Latinos, Latinas, to the city's workforce and supporting their retention and advancement. In only a couple of years, our membership base has grown from an estimated 10 members to close to 60. We believe this reflects the city's efforts to diversify its workforce and the growing effort number of Latinos in our community, but also the work ULA has done to help create a safe and supportive environment for Latino city employees.
I just want to note two of my staff running Hood to Coast.
When we learn a new Latino has joined the city, we serve as an unofficial welcome committee. An email or phone call goes a long way, as well as an invitation for a walk or coffee. For some, just knowing that there are other Latinos who work for the city is a comfort. Upon being reestablished in 2014, we took ownership of the coordinating of the city's Hispanic Heritage Month Proclamation corresponding activities. We went to make sure that Latinos in the city and community are visible, feel supported, and that we celebrate our vast contributions. Last year, we formed a partnership with the city, African American Network, and Women's Empowerment Affinity Group to develop and implement a pilot deep leadership development program. We are fortunate to receive support from DEEP and grant from the Office of Equity and Human Rights to make it happen. We were excited to see relationships that were formed, to see participants become more engaged and confident in the and gain their confidence that participants and coordinators gain through the experience. The Leadership Development Program is a proactive approach to help groom future city leaders. We also encourage you all, City Council, to be intentional about the advancement of Latinos and Latinas into leadership positions, because through the diversification, we can only become enriched in the diversity and perspectives to make sure that the voices that help inform the decisions that you all make are also representative of the community that we serve in the city of Portland. We are going through a tumultuous times and have leaned on each other more and more over the last few months to be able to cope. ULA members have mobilized to support our community outside of the city as well. ULA members have been coordinating with community partners to assist in creating support for DACA recipients who face considerable uncertainty with the changes to the DACA program. Thank you for passing the important resolution to declare the city's support to continue the DACA program and pass a DREAM Act and provide financial support to cover DACA application fees. Thank you so much for doing that. That is a huge support to our community. Lastly, I want to mention that as a queer immigrant Latino with a disability, I want to thank my commissioner, Commissioner Udaly, for the advancement, for my advancement and the advancement of other Latinas and Latinos within the Office of Neighborhood Involvement into leadership positions. My mom, Luz, who is at home, she wanted me to say she worked, who's at home, who has worked in the fields of Yamhill County for most of her life, to be able to provide better opportunities for me and my siblings. Ask that I thank you for this opportunity. Thank you so, so much.
Victor, we'll report that to your mother, that you did what she asked. She'll appreciate that.
Thank you, thank you. I do what my mom tells me to do, because, you know, I'm a good Latino son, and we listen to our mom, so...
Thank you so much. Will you talk to my son about that?
And now I'd like to introduce an amazing community leader, Romel Sosa, the Executive Director of VOS, serving day laborers in Portland and throughout the metropolitan area, to share a few words. Bienvenido.
Gracias. Good afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak in Spanish because I have problems speaking English. Express myself.
Me vas a traducir por partes, ¿verdad? Yes, I'm going to serve as Romeo's interpreter today.
Como ya dijeron, mi nombre es Romeo Sosa y soy el director ejecutivo de VOS, Proyecto de Educación de Derechos Laborales.
As I stated, my name is Romeo Sosa. I'm the executive director of VOS, the program for day laborers and education project.
Primeramente, quiero agradecer a los que organizaron este evento el día de hoy.
Firstly, I'd like to thank those that organized our event today.
Para mí es un mes especial de la celebración del mes de la herencia hispana.
For me, it is a special month of the celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Y gracias al alcalde Wheeler por proclamar un mes dedicado a los latinos y hispanos aquí en en esta ciudad.
And thank you to Mayor Wheeler for dedicating an entire month to our Latinos here in our city.
Es un mes de reconocimiento y celebración.
It is a month of recognition and celebration.
Pero también quiero reconocer a todos los latinos y latinas que trabajan aquí en la ciudad. Me gustaría saber si levantaran la mano los que trabajan para el gobierno.
But I would also like to recognize all of the Latinos and Latinas that are here that work for the city of Portland. If you would raise your hand, please.
Ellos son el ejemplo vivo de lo que estamos hablando.
They are the living example of what we are speaking about today.
Este reconocimiento también lo dedico a los jornaleros que se ganan la vida buscando trabajo en las calles.
I also dedicate this day and this month to the day laborers and workers that dedicate their lives to working and finding work to survive.
Y a los que llegan también al centro de trabajadores que con la ayuda de la ciudad abrimos.
And that also those day laborers that find work at our MLK work location, thanks to the city of Portland.
Quiero también agradecer a José Luis que está por ahí.
I also want to thank José Luis, who is over there.
Él me ayudó un poco a escribir lo que tengo que decir el día de hoy.
And he helped me write some of what I will be saying today.
Primero quiero decir que VOS es una organización dirigida por trabajadores.
First, I want to say that VOS is an organization that is led by workers.
Que promueve el ejercicio de poder de diversos jornaleros e inmigrantes para mejorar sus condiciones de trabajo.
That is led by workers of diverse backgrounds that seek work here in the city.
Y proteger sus derechos civiles a través del desarrollo de liderazgo.
And to protect, they work to protect their civil rights and improve their leadership opportunities.
La educación y oportunidades económicas.
And education and economic opportunities.
Voy a empezar a hablar un poco del pasado para entender el presente y cómo labrar el futuro que queremos.
I am going to talk a bit about the past in order for us to be able to talk about the future that we want.
VOS ha jugado un papel muy importante dentro del movimiento de los inmigrantes aquí en la ciudad de Portland.
VOS has had a very important leadership role in the advancement of and the rights of workers here in Portland.
La organización empezó a trabajar con jornaleros en el año 2000.
The organization started to work with day laborers in the year 2000.
En las esquinas de Portland.
In the corners of Portland.
Los jornaleros en su mayoría son hombres y también algunas mujeres.
Some of the workers are men and women.
Que vienen de Latinoamérica y algunos ciudadanos americanos, asiáticos, afroamericanos y nativos americanos.
They come from Latin America. They are American citizens. And some are African Americans, Asians, and Native Americans.
Todos los jornaleros tienen un objetivo en común.
They all have a common objective.
Encontrar un trabajo para el día, para poder mantener a sus familias y tener las necesidades básicas como pagar renta, comida y transporte.
They all have a common objective of wanting to find work in order to feed their families, to cover the basic necessities like paying rent, food, and transportation.
Todos los jornaleros salieron por una causa, por desastres naturales, por las guerras que pasan en nuestros países, y por la violencia política o desastres naturales.
All have left their countries because of extreme poverty, natural disasters, and political violence.
La vida de un jornalero es una vida incierta.
The life of a day laborer is one of uncertainty.
Su día comienza desde las 6 de la mañana al congregarse en la esquina de Portland.
Their day begins at 6 a.m. and they gather in the corners of Portland.
Algunos bien toman el autobús, algunos vienen en bicicleta, otros caminando.
Some come by bus, some ride bicycle, and
Vienen caminando.
And some walking.
Algunos duermen en los shelters o bajo los puentes.
Some sleep in shelters or under bridges.
Y algunos tienen su propio apartamento.
And some have their own apartments.
Voy a saltar un pedazo. En el año 2006 fui parte de un equipo que se llama SAFE.
In the year 2006, I was part of a team that is called SAFE.
Que es Street Access for Everyone.
It's Street Access for Everyone.
Que fue creado por el Concilio de la Ciudad, en donde el comisionado Nick Fish es, también era parte del concilio en ese entonces.
Which was created by City Council, and Commissioner Fish was a part of the council at that time.
Y se hizo para proveer recomendaciones asociados con los desórdenes en la calle.
And it was created with a focus on providing recommendations for those that were gathering in the streets.
Una de las recomendaciones es dejar $200,000 para establecer el primer centro de jornaleros aquí en Portland.
And one of the first recommendations was to provide $200,000 in order to open a center for day laborers and workers.
Se identificaron varias propiedades de PDC que ahora es Prosper Portland.
There were different properties that were identified by PDC, which is now Prosper Portland.
Y vos recomendó que no fuera lejos de las esquinas para que este proyecto funcionara.
And Voss recommended that the location was not far from the street corners where the laborers gathered.
El 16 de junio del 2008 abrimos el primer centro de jornaleros aquí en la ciudad de Portland.
And on the 16th of June, 2008, we opened the first center for day laborers in the city of Portland.
Lo cual estamos profundamente agradecidos por eso.
For which we are profoundly thankful.
El centro de trabajadores Martin Luther King.
The center for workers on MLK.
Es actualmente una traila.
Is presently a trailer.
Y con una sala de espera con estructuras temporales.
And we have a waiting room with made of temporary structures.
Y baños temporales.
And temporary bathroom facilities.
El centro de jornaleros Martin Luther King.
The Center for Workers on Martin Luther King Jr.
Es un espacio más seguro y más digno para los jornaleros que se encuentran con sus patrones.
It is a space that is more secure and dignified for the workers to be able to reunite and meet with their prospective bosses.
Y negocien ordenadamente alejados de la calle.
And for them to be able to organize with them and negotiate with them away from the streets.
Y evitando los conflictos con los dueños de negocios.
And avoiding conflicts with the owners of businesses.
Y sus clientes también.
And their clients as well.
También evitando que los patrones abusivos abusen de los jornaleros.
It also helps avoid labor abuse by those bosses that would seek to abuse the workers.
Desde que abrimos el centro han salido 27,000 trabajos temporales.
Since we've opened the center, we have produced 27,000 temporary jobs.
Y algunos de ellos han llegado a ser permanentes.
And some of them have been able to turn into permanent employment.
Hemos recuperado cerca de $600,000
We have been able to recuperate $600,000.
De parte de patrones que al principio no querían pagar.
From bosses that at first did not want to pay.
Estos casos vienen de las esquinas u otros y otros grupos que no son jornaleros.
And these cases came from some day laborers and also other situations that were from other working.
En el 2016.
In 2016.
El año pasado, 450 jornaleros participaron en talleres.
Last year, 450 workers participated in workshops.
Hemos conectado más de 500 jornaleros con 4,000 patrones.
We have been able to connect 500 workers with 4,000 employers.
$4,000 en salarios a través de empleos encontrados a través del Centro de Trabajadores.
$400,000 of salaries by way of employment found through the Center for Workers.
Esto quiere decir que por cada dólar gastado en el centro de jornaleros.
This means that for every dollar spent at the Center for Laborers,
se produce $2.50 en ganancias para los jornaleros.
It produces $2.50 in gains for the workers.
Esto es una muestra que somos un motor económico eficaz para las comunidades de color de bajo ingreso.
This proves that we are a force for an efficient force for economic prosperity for communities of color and low-income communities.
El próximo año nuestro plan es expandir nuestra fuerza laboral.
Our plan for next year is to expand our labor force.
Incluyendo trabajos ecológicos, construcción y desmantelación.
Including jobs in ecology, so ecological jobs, construction. ¿Qué es desmantelación?
Deconstruction.
Deconstruction. Sorry.
Yeah. The ecological is like the green jobs. También proveemos entrenamientos de salud y seguridad para que los jornaleros puedan protegerse de químicos que les afecta la salud a la larga.
We also provide training so that the health and security of the workers can be protected from things such as chemicals which affect their lifespan.
Estos entrenamientos han integrado a los jornaleros en la fuerza laboral de Portland.
These workshops and trainings have integrated the workers into the labor force of Portland.
Con su trabajo han hecho a la ciudad de Portland una ciudad bonita.
With their work, they have made the city of Portland beautiful.
Gracias a la ciudad por pasar esa resolución que hace que Portland sea una ciudad santuario.
Thank you for passing the resolution that makes Portland a sanctuary city.
El centro de jornaleros también es un lugar santuario para la comunidad jornalera.
The Center for Day Laborers is also a sanctuary place for the community of day laborers.
Es un lugar santuario porque evita el abuso laboral.
It is a sanctuary because it helps avoid labor abuses.
Como el robo de salarios que ellos enfrentan en las esquinas.
Like those who seek to take salaries from them unfairly, which are things that they face when seeking work on the street corner.
Es santuario porque no pueden entrar los patrones antimigrantes que discriminan a las personas de color.
It is a sanctuary because those bosses, employers, that are anti-immigrant and seek to discriminate against people of color cannot come in.
Es santuario porque está fuera de la intemperie, tanto de la lluvia, el calor y la nieve.
It is sanctuary because it gives shelter from rain, from the heat, from snow.
Es santuario porque se ha vuelto un segundo hogar para los jornaleros, donde entre gente que los entiende en comunidad.
It is a sanctuary because it has become like a second home to the workers, where they are among others who understand them, and they are in community.
Es santuario porque está en contra de la gentrificación del área del Central East Side.
It is a sanctuary because it stands against the gentrification of the Central East Side area.
De la construcción de edificios grandes.
From the construction of large buildings.
De negocios lujosos que están abriendo cada día en el centro de Jornal. Cada día.
And from businesses of from luxury businesses that are opening every day.
Y el centro de Jornaleros es el único edificio con estructuras temporales para que las personas de bajos ingresos en el Central East Side y debemos de protegerlo.
The Day Labor Center. It is the only building that has a temporary structure for people of low income on the Central East Side. And we need to protect it.
Nuestro futuro está todavía incierto.
Our future is still uncertain.
Actualmente estamos en un terreno que no es nuestro.
Presently, we are still on land that is not our own.
Y tenemos un contrato de renta mes por mes.
And we are on a rental contract, which is month to month.
Actualmente estamos en proceso de negociación con Prosper Portland.
We are presently in a process of negotiation with Prosper Portland.
Sobre una carta de intención.
Regarding a letter of intention.
Para tener control del terreno y poder construir un edificio permanente.
In order for us to gain control of the land and be able to build a permanent building.
Tenemos la oportunidad de trabajar juntos con los latinos de esta ciudad.
We have the opportunity to work together in conjunction with the Latinos of this city.
Y con los políticos para que el sueño del jornalero se haga realidad.
And with elected officials so that the dream of the day laborer to have a permanent building can be made a reality.
Porque para crear esos puentes de colaboración debe ser permanente.
Because in order to create these bridges of collaboration.
Porque la comunidad hispana estará aquí y por mucho tiempo.
It needs to be permanent because the Latino community will be here for a long time.
Les hago una invitación a todas y todos a sumar parte de este esfuerzo para lograr que Portland cuente con un santuario permanente para los jornaleros.
I invite you all to join in part of these efforts. So that we can try to together make Portland become and have a permanent sanctuary for the laborers.
Porque creo que el amor es más grande que el odio.
Because I believe that love is greater than hate.
La solidaridad y la lucha son muy importantes en estos momentos bajo esta nueva administración.
Standing in solidarity and fighting is very important during these moments under this new administration.
Nuestra lucha siempre será el defender a los más pobres y marginados de nuestra sociedad.
Our fight will always be to defend the poorest and the most marginalized of our society.
A esas voces que nunca han tenido la oportunidad de expresarse.
And to give voice to the voices that have never been able to have the opportunity to express themselves.
Muchísimas gracias y que tengan un mes, un feliz día de la herencia hispana.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a very happy Latino Heritage Month.
Excellent. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Victor. Thank you very much for the excellent translation. Very good. Well, the council, if you'd be willing, would like to have a photo up front. Would that be good?
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. And I'd be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to give Tatiana, Cynthia, who am I missing also?
Cristina.
I want to give you all a shout out for putting this together. Your tremendous efforts brought us here together to be able to have this proclamation. So thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well done. Fantastic presentation, and we're obviously proud to support this proclamation. And we'd like to go ahead, and if we could have a photo up front. I'll go ahead and adjourn us. This is our last bit of business today. So we are adjourned. But if we could gather here for a photo, that would be fantastic.